Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sunday mornings, every Sunday special. Especially when we get to talk football, NFL, Commanders. Oh my God. Oh my God. Thursday night. You know, our old friend Rick Snyder used to say, give me 2 minutes and his stuff on social media. Give me 2 hours today, because this is something, what happened Thursday night. And I'm not still really over it yet. Welcome to Countdown to Kickoff. 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, the Odyssey app. Wherever you get it, we are there on a Sunday. We are counting first. This is... Now, I feel this way usually, normally, and I've felt this way for 30 years in D.C. I am the station today, okay? It's me and then Nats Baseball here in the Fan. Oh, if you're listening on the Fan. And then after that, we'll pick it up with football. And we have a triple dip today, the NFL. So in the first game, Bears and Lions, we'll pick that up in progress after Pirates and Nats today on the Fan. Nationals have that matinee, so it's an early start. Once we get done just after 11 a.m. today, we'll pick it up with Nats Baseball. Then a triple dip, Bears, Lions, Panthers, Cardinals, Falcons, Vikings. For a big NFL Week 2 Sunday for us, both the Fan and the Team 980, so stick with us on that. We have to wrap up this debacle that took place. And some of you, our producer today, Wes Clark, was talking to him as we go on the air today about, you know, just what we're going to do today. And this is tough for me. It's a good thing, and I was listening to our guys doing post-game on Thursday night. Folks, I'm too old for this kind of garbage that took place in Green Bay, this primetime just nightmare of a Thursday night game that they played. The waste of space that game was. I appreciate everybody's opinion around here, and you know, I know it's early. I put out on social media, at Earl Forsey, on X, Twitter, X, I mean, come on, the real Earl Forsey on Instagram. After the game, I said, you know, this is the kind, and it's not just what happened. It's not just the loss. It's 2 weeks in. We're 1-1. It's not a big deal. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. You're 1-1. You got manhandled by one of the best teams in the NFC. Who knows? Maybe the best team in the NFC. Manhandled. Not even close. Oh, well, it was a close game at the end. No, it wasn't. What were you watching? I was watching Thursday Night Football. What game were you watching? You know, 14-3. It's 14-zip early. Here's when it was close, when it was 7-0. And then just chaos on offense. Your franchise quarterback, really for the first time in the first two seasons, looked kind of lost. part of that, the offense was kind of lost. You have a field goal kicker who can't make long kicks, attempting 58-yard field goals. By the way, where was this guy on Thursday night?
Let it rip.
Where was that guy, huh? Does that include 58-yard field goals when you're too afraid to go for in a game where you're on the road in a hornet's nest with a Bob and Carol Cheesehead screaming on the sidelines in their glorified freaking high school stadium up there in the frozen tundra of nothing land in Green Bay freaking Wisconsin, and you're settling for 58-yard field goals?
Let it rip.
Mr. Let It Effing Rip? What was that about? How about get a field goal kicker who can make those kicks if you'd like to do that? Oh, there was one that you signed last year that was on the other sideline making kicks for him. This is, it's this level.
5-11, not very good.
Yeah, it's that level of football. This was, you know, Rivera-era-ish and Spurrier-esque, the debacle that it was. So, yes, I'm upset by this. And it's 3 days later, and now I'm getting all upset again because here's what I said. With the way they were dominated and the injuries they suffered, and these are not guys getting banged up out a few weeks. These are season enders slash probably career enders for two guys. You know that, right? You probably won't ever see Austin Ekeler play for this team or maybe anyone else again, unfortunately. Good dude. It happened. And then Dietrich Wise, a quad injury. Big men in the NFL in sports don't come back from those things a lot, maybe ever. So, look, I'm not trying to pile on, but let's be real about this. You're almost 10% of the way through the season. 5 days into the season, they may have been a season killer for you. That loss, the losses you took from an injury standpoint, et cetera, because what's your goal, Washington? You folks have been, it's just the, and I understand. Look, I'm with you. I'm a D.C. guy. I've been around this town. Good times, bad, and there's been mostly bad the last, you know, decades, except for one magical season, maybe from a baseball team or a hockey team. That's it. That's all you get every once in a while. Table scraps of sports success is what we've gotten in town here. But I grew up expecting this team to contend, and we didn't have that for 25 years under previous ownership and incompetent management and incompetent coaching and incompetent quarterback play. You have a team doing what they did last year with high expectations, and it's all about, well, maybe you thought too much, and I know there was some that expected regression. Whatever. This is what good teams do. When you play better schedules, you play tougher teams, you have a bullseye on your back, okay? So did Tom Brady and the Pats. So does Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. That's life at the top. Get used to it. You're going to get everybody's best shot. And if you are expecting to be a team at the top, you better be able to beat teams at the top. That team in Green Bay is a team at the top right now. And this team was exposed, and this is where the age came in, I thought, Thursday night. That is a young, fast team. This one here is not. That was 150% apparent with what happened this week up in Green Bay. And you could say, Earl, you're over. I heard from people on X. I hear from you. Oh, it's only one game. It's not the end of the world. If you want to contend for a championship, which this team should, think they can, or at least they should have before Thursday, if winning Super Bowls, if being the contender is your goal, that, yes, is a potential season killer because you cannot compete with that team. And now you are more banged up than ever. And oh, by the way, then, after everything that went wrong on Thursday, then our boy, GP, here on Friday, gives us this little nugget.
I have heard. So you saw Jaden Daniels get folded up at one point last night, and he got up limping pretty good. I'd heard that he got looked at this morning. You know, you have a bunch of treatment for guys and MRIs for different players. A half dozen guys were getting evaluated today, and he was one of those players who was getting imaging done on his knee, it sounds like. And I wonder about that moving forward. He was limping, and until we hear more, I'm just curious, but I did hear that he had to be evaluated on that knee and that it's something they were looking into right after the game.
Yeah.
Now, no one's really talked about Daniels' health, but the last time we saw him, he was limping, and it sounds like today they're doing some imaging to see what's going on with the knee that didn't allow him to move normally this morning. So until I hear everything's on the up and up, that worries me.
Yes, he was hobbled. There's no doubt. Look at my Twitter feed, my X feed. I said it right away. He's limp. He's gimpy. It was that drag down takedown on one of the scrambles where your franchise quarterback is running for his life because he's being overwhelmed by white jerseys, white helmets, whatever they were wearing, that garbage whiteout stuff that they were doing in Green Bay. Yeah, and you find out that these things happen. Players are getting checked out all the time, tweak the knee or an ankle or something like that, and maybe it's nothing, but I don't know. He said he's fine, but he said he was fine last year when he had the rib injury. And then, later on Friday, the boys, Grant, Danny, were talking to Michael Phillips of the Richmonder. He's Odyssey Richmond, our sister station down in Richmond. Michael Phillips has been covering the Commanders for a while now, and he kind of brought up the same thing when it comes to five.
I am not worried about Jaden Daniels' long-term ability to play great football in the NFL, and even later this season, his ability to play great football in the NFL. I am worried about his health right now. He's not right, and he doesn't look right. And as we saw last season in that little three-game swing after the rib injury, when he's not right, the whole team isn't right because he is the engine that drives this car, and necessarily so. He's a one-of-a-kind player, and you got to use that. They don't have that available to him. Now, part of that is the Terry thing. They've had two on-field practices together, by all accounts, since Terry signed, right? So that's going to get fixed. Jaden still throws a mean fastball. He's still got the moves. You know, he had a nice fake out early in the night last night. Didn't turn into anything, but you still saw the moves. I think he's fine long-term, but I worry about him short-term with that health. I'm not sure he's right now.
Yeah, so, he brings up the injury thing, too, and it sounded like maybe not just Thursday. And the Terry thing. Yeah, how about the Terry thing? How about that? Wow. That was the big story of the offseason. And then you get your deal. And I said last week, there's going to be a very short honeymoon when you get paid like he did.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
And that can very much escalate quickly. And you're already seeing stuff, a lot of fans frustrated by that. I don't know if it's fair to point fingers, but I will say, you get paid, you better get open at that point, right? $32 million bucks just doesn't get where it used to anymore in the NFL. So there's a lot of layers to this whole thing. And it's my point being on this whole big picture, you can say it's a lot of season left. Here's the good news. There's a lot of season left. Here's the bad news. There's a lot of season left. And we haven't got to the offensive line yet. With the remade offensive line, rookie right tackle, you knew that was going to be a tough matchup. You knew it was going to be. Of course it was going to be against Micah freaking Parsons. How about helping him out a little bit? And then John Bates goes down too. We don't know about that. Right, that's a groin injury. So there's so many disappointing layers to this. On top of the actual simple fact that they got dominated by one of the top teams in the NFC. And you are a championship game team last year. To get back there, you have to be able to compete or beat Green Bay and Philadelphia. You beat Philadelphia last year when you knocked out the quarterback. If you don't get to the backup quarterback, you haven't shown me you can beat them. And now you've shown me that you can't even come close to competing with maybe the other best team or maybe the best team that now has had a major piece on defense, the Green Bay Packers. Would you be? I know people, and I think it was Fred Smoot maybe on with B. Mitch and JP yesterday. I was listening to a little of that, and they were talking about, and Fred, I understand, he's always the optimist. I'd rather lose the team early, and I, maybe see them later in the year. If you see them later in the year, all things right now the way I see, ain't going to be anything different. Is that what you want? Is that what you want as football fans in D.C.? Are we back here again where, it's nice to be on the field, and it's nice that the old owner isn't here anymore, and what color uniforms are they wearing, and what about the logo? No, you worry too much about things that don't matter. Here's what matters, wins and losses. And they're coming off a loss, And it's 1-1. I understand, big picture, it's early in the season. But if you want to compete for wins and championships, that doesn't look like a team that can do that. I'm not in for that, to go here another 15, 16 weeks and just be a fodder for the good teams in the NFC and stumble into the playoffs. And, you know, at that point, then you're back to this guy.
We can be eliminated.
That's it. I mean, you're back to the guy that looked at the papers.
I'm sorry, I'm done.
In Indianapolis and signed Carson Wentz. It ain't much better than that if that's what you're going to be. I'm not in for that. I've been around too long. I'm too old for that stuff. I thought, like many of you thought, that this team really was ready to take a next step. They took a step. They took a step backwards. Big step backwards Thursday. And it's not like, well, the guys they lost are going to come back. No, they're not going to walk through the door anytime, maybe ever again. And now, these Thursday games, there's always radio silence from the team, you know, for the weekend. We're going to find out about Jaden Daniels. Well, we probably won't. They won't say anything about it. But that is a huge concern. And, oh, by the way, you do have another one of these guys, pass rushers, Max Crosby, you have to deal with next week when Vegas comes to town. So we're just kind of getting cranked up on the fan and the Team 980. Countdown to kickoff. We're recapping the demolition on Thursday night, the debacle that was, the debacle in Dairyland, the loss up in Green Bay. So I'm sick about it. If you're a real football fan in this town, you should be sick about it as well. We'll get the perspective of John Keim, who's been out there covering the good, the bad, and the ugly for years for ESPN. He joined the Junkies to talk about it Friday morning. We'll hear from him next. Earl Forsey, we're going to make it through this day. Countdown to kickoff on the fan, the Team 980.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
He's kind of the dean of everybody out there. Believe me, he's been out there a while because I was out there every day when Keim was starting that stuff. And, you know, you're talking to, so I want you to hear that. I'm going to push that back just a few minutes. We'll hear from that. We'll do that next segment because he joins the Junkies and every week and recaps things. And he has maybe a more polished, calm perspective than I do. I don't need to be calm about this because I'm also a fan. of this team. I grew up a fan of this team. Hell, when I was a kid, people talk about the age now. It's not as old as that team I was rooting for when I was a kid. The Over the Hill Gang. With all the graybeards on that team, they went to a Super Bowl. The standards, though, folks, the standards in this town for sports fans, the acceptance of mediocrity is astonishing to me. And this is not about, well, let's... I listen to our stuff, and it's great. Everybody wants to be positive. Pick a bright spot from Thursday. It was one of the topics. JP, B, Mitch, you can. I didn't. There were none. There none. Zero. What were the bright spots? Nothing. You know, let's talk about something here, and I brought it up. So, Terry McLaurin. And, you know, this was an off-season of angst and everything going on. And he and his agent want to be paid like a top three receiver in the NFL. All this went on, and then everything came together late. And now we hit the season. Who knows what the situation is when you don't have camp, and et cetera, et cetera. But you now have one of the top highest paid receivers in the NFL. He's a big part of this offense. It's not just him. It's everybody. But, you know, again, get paid, get open, get it done at this point. And now you've started the season like this. The Giant game was ugly. You won that because you should, because the Giants are a bottom feeder. They're horrendous. Their coaching staff, Dable, look, he's arrogant for no reason. He'll be back in Buffalo coaching Josh Allen next year as an assistant. Joe Shane's son is a better GM than Joe Shane is, because Shane's son wanted to pick Jaden Daniels last year if you watched their offseason Hard Knocks. So that's a team that, obviously, this one here is better than the Giants. I mean, come on. They're atrocious. They're maybe worse than the NFL. But that was an ugly game. And then this one, you go on the road for a team that, and a fan base that wants respect and all this. When you go on national TV, on the road, an environment like that, and the Green Bay Packer fans had no respect for this team going in there. It was like, there's a nice little team coming in. And they were just, it was like a Thursday night block party celebration for another win. That was basically a given to them. And they were proven right. So Terry McLaurin in the locker room, this is, you know, the other night, obviously for him, everyone else, no excuses for a performance like that Thursday.
You know, they beat us tonight, quite frankly. You know, they beat us in all three phases, and you know, offensively, we just didn't really get going till late. So we got to find a way to sustain drives and get points to help the defense, because they did a good job of getting a few stops that we could have just counteracted, you know, their offense. But we just didn't get anything going early.
DQ talked about the speed of Michael Parsons coming into this.
Yeah,
were you surprised by the speed of their defense just overall?
I feel like they're really well coached. You know, I have familiarity with Jeff Hafley being at Ohio State, so he's a great defensive mind. You know, they do a good job of just keeping the ball in front of them, and then when you got a pass rush that can create some chaos, it can make it tough to make plays. But at the end of the day, like, we get paid as well, and we just got to do a better job of executing. And you know, we couldn't really get to our tempo, which is something that we thrive on and makes it tough on defenses. So when you just are in those second and long, third and long, allows the defensive line to pin their ear backs and for the defense to play a little soft. So as they got more comfortable, you know, they played a little bit more man on third down, which you know, was kind of expected. But you know, I didn't feel like we really made them uncomfortable like we should have.
That's Terry McLaurin in the locker room. Boy, you hear that comment late there? We get paid as well. Oh, yes, you do. Some more than others. I want my money back if I'm some people with what I'm seeing right now. And I just don't know where your answers are. Can you clean it up and beat some of these other teams? Of course you can. I tell you, a lot of it's going to be the health of your quarterback. This is now a second year that we've got maybe some concerns about that. Five better be healthy or close to it. You know, and then, you know, this goes back to Kirk, who couldn't play when the lights came on. It's swinging gates, Spurrier embarrassing everybody. I mean, here's your anymore. And this is a team now with the season they had. We're going to be seeing this team a lot on national TV and night games. Next time they're on Sunday Night Football or Thursday night or Monday night, here's the theme they should use right here. Because this one. Because they are the not ready for primetime players, apparently, again, still. You want to be respected? You want people to take you seriously? Do you think anybody that watched that garbage on Thursday night takes this team seriously? This is why this team doesn't get respected by anyone. And it's not about that. You earn the respect. When you went into Detroit and just wiped the field with the top seed in the NFC last year in a Lions den. That's how you earn respect, not by dropping a steaming pile on the green and yellow G at the middle of Lambeau. Good Lord. Are we going to sit there and go, well, it's only week two? Yeah, you know what that means? There's still 15 games to play. And this team that's battered and bruised with maybe an injured quarterback now. Oh, my God. It's not an overreaction. It's not, I'm not going to sit here on Sunday, you know me, and be Peter Positivity after what that happened. But that's an embarrassment. It's humiliating. It's frustrating. It's unacceptable. And I would hope it would be for everyone. And here's one of your other problems. Well, why don't our producer Wes was asking me during the break, why don't you think they can, compete? I'll tell you why. Because this team's not going to get any younger. Now you've lost to the Packers. You want to compete for a championship, you've got to beat teams like this. Oh, by the way, if you ever had got back to that point, you'd have to go to Lambeau when there's 2 feet of snow and a -5 wind chill in January up there in that barren wasteland of a city in Green Bay. Ugh. The 4C, I'll be honest with you. The 4C lineage, my dad's from that area. My dad's from Two Rivers, about 50 minutes away from Green Bay. I never heard him talk about Packers. He's a huge football fan. This is why I'm a football fan. This is why I'm doing what I'm doing. Because he would eat, sleep, and drink this team in town. And love football. And loved then the Redskins. I'm embarrassed by that. I'm embarrassed for a lot of reasons. And I'm also frustrated, angry, because we expected more from this team. And here's another little stat. We'll go to break. We're going to hear from Keim in a second. I'll play you what he said, what he told the Junkies this week on Friday. Your coach, your coaching staff got schooled on Thursday. Well, it's a short week. Guess what? It was a short week for them, too. It was Thursday for them, too. Matt LaFleur versus Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn, I've talked about this before. There's still scar tissues from blowing a 25-point lead in a Super Bowl where coaching was a factor. Matt LaFleur 4-0 against Dan Quinn now, head-to-head. They've never scored less than 27 points against Dan Quinn's defense. The quarterbacks in those meetings, 1,115 yards, 12 touchdowns, no interceptions, with a 144.7 passer rating against Dan Quinn defenses. You think you're going up there and beating that team in January? Good luck with that. Lots going to have to change with this team over the next 4 months to have any chance to get things right. We'll continue countdown to kickoff. It's one heck of a weekend. And then I got to watch all this stuff. We all do on Sunday. This is the mini bye is excruciating when you have to rebound from what we saw on Thursday night. Earl Forsey on the Fan, the Team 980, and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles. like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Talking football on a Sunday, unfortunately talking about a miserable effort on Thursday. Look, again, credit possibly your quarterback, your franchise, dealing with potentially a knee issue. Noah Brown's hurt again. Pets' heads are falling off. I don't know, man. How about some voice of reason? A guy who maybe can put it in a little bit more calm perspective than I can. John Keim, ESPN's covered this team for years now. He has seen the good, the bad, the ugly. And Thursday night was ugly. And he talks each and every week to the junkies on the mornings after the game on The Fan and the Team 980. And they discussed how the Packers on Thursday completely dominated Washington week two.
Well, yes, they did. I mean, they controlled it on both sides of the ball. I mean, there was never a time where I felt like even last year in the – this one was a blowout, the Eagles game and the championship game. That was a blowout.
Yeah.
But you can look and say, okay, all those turnovers. And there were times where those guys, you know, Washington moved the ball and they were – defensively, they did nothing that game. But offensively, there were times like, hey, it was just the turnovers. There was nothing last night. Like, they had no turnovers, no penalties. You know, last week, again, the encouraging thing to me about the game was, hey, you didn't play very well, and you still hung up 430 yards.
Right.
Should have had 30 points. You know, you could see the timing and all that. Last night, they never really got anything going. And I know they got some yards late, but, man, it took a long time. And that's, you know, and even when they were down a touchdown, it's like you really didn't feel like this is – oh, now they're back in it, right? They were technically in it, but Green Bay was in control. It's week two, so you don't want to overreact to things. But I just would have liked to have seen a better showing, getting some sort of rhythm on offense for sure. And defensively, you know, I felt like going in, the Giants are a bad offense. And so that, you know, you take that into account, but they did exactly what they should.
Mm-hmm.
But last night they just had a lot of trouble in coverage. And you know, they had the Packers, like one thing you knew going in, like the Packers love to attack against man coverage. These guys love to play press man. Okay, go do it. And it wasn't always in press man, but they had so many answers for that with the way they used the motion and a lot of play action stuff that it really hurt them. So yeah, just, again, like, I, you know, even like Bobby Wagner, you don't panic after that game. I don't know. I think it takes a few weeks to really figure out what they are. I just think the troubling part was the lack of rhythm on offense. And, you need, and not to ramble, but last year, the first two games, offense was spotty. But the Giants game in that second game last year, they moved the hell out of the ball. They didn't punt. They just didn't knock it in the red zone. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of like, okay, well, you'll take that effort every game because eventually you're going to knock it through. There was very little last night that you would take from that game on offense.
Mm-hmm. How did you think Jaden played through the ball? I mean, his numbers weren't good. I just noticed he just seemed out of sync, kind of like last week, even though his numbers were good last week. But yeah, what did you say?
The offense is out of sync, and it does, you know, when Green Bay's speed and the ability to keep him in that pocket was a big factor. Like, he couldn't get out. Because sometimes, you know, like, it's like a shooter in basketball. Sometimes you need a layup to get going. You need a couple quick shots to get going. He could never get that. And sometimes that would be provided with his legs, and he never really could get that because they weren't going to get – he wasn't going to get that against them. And so, you know, there was never really a great rhythm. And sometimes you get that pass rush, it's going to speed you up. It's going to mess with your head a little bit, just, you know, from the timing aspect. There are times where, you know, maybe there's something might be available, but guys are in his face or there, and so maybe you can't get to the progressions the way you want or get through it. And so it just, you have to protect him better than that, period.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, now you're not going to face, like, they may have faced the two, their top two defensive lines, or best two defensive lines in that they'll face. They faced them, may have already faced them. So that, you know, we'll see how it goes from here. But they need to get that rhythm going. And even in the summer, the passing game didn't have that rhythm consistently, and part of that was, again, McLaurin and Noah Brown not being out there. So those two have to get together because they haven't been making the big plays down the field, and that's what they need. And last night, like, the corners were just sitting on the receivers. I'm squatting on them, and so they knew the pressure was coming in fast. They knew they'd have to go to a quick game, so they really couldn't get anything down the field. I think that's the kind of stuff you need to get to start getting that rhythm, to feel better about what you're doing.
What was the mood of the guys afterwards? I mean, obviously, I'm sure they're down. Jaden said very little when he was at the podium.
Right, yeah, no.
I mean, is there any sort of, I don't know, any reflection on where they are? Do they just think, you know what, short week, bad luck, let's just get out, you know, new week?
I don't think, listen, if you just dismiss it to a short week, you're doing yourself a disservice. And because then you're not going to take anything from this other than, well, it was a short week. Like, they had a short week going to Philly last year, and it was, you know, they looked better, right? And not great, but better. And so you can't just use that. So I think a lot of what it was is learn from it, don't panic, because it's only week two. And I think because if this had happened last year, I think you maybe they wouldn't, but I think we all would even look at it even different. But after last, like, you know that there's a good team there. But he didn't see it last night.
Well, so you saw a really good team in Green Bay, and I keep pointing this out, you know, just like context mattered when you beat up on the Giants and that inept offense.
Right.
The context is, this is a team that held the Lions to 13 points a week ago, which is 20 points below their average from a year ago.
Right, right. And that, you know, so, I mean, it's a really, really good defense, very fast. And that's why it's funny, because, like, I thought there were a couple of things that these guys could do that could hurt, that could possibly not hurt Green Bay, but combat that. Like, for example, like, Green Bay was excellent at disguising coverages against the Lions, really, really good. So you can help that by going tempo. You can help that by going more spread and empty formations just to kind of regulate the coverage. And then I thought, like, the speed of that defense, could you get the linebackers that they're very aggressive hitting that line? Could you get them to hesitate a little bit by some of the run, you know, the run game action? The problem is, if you do that against them, they're so fast, some of those fakes, it's not going to matter. They'll tack you 5 yards deep.
Yeah, I mean, they snuffed out all. I've brought this up a couple times on the show, like the wide receiver screens, the quick passes.
Yeah,
they snuffed all of that out, and that was a big part of Kingsbury's offense last year.
For sure. Well, they did, and again, that's that speed, and they make you play they just make you play at a different level, right? You have to, because to combat that speed, but they are fast. And I think that I just go back to that too. Like, when you want to look at, I felt like this team defensively certainly did not play with that same speed. They don't have that same speed. but Green Bay has it. And then you add Micah Parsons up front, which is kind of their last piece. Listen, man, their corners are not considered to be like a strength of this defense. You wouldn't know that.
No, it's a legit defense. Look, even if you look at the playoffs last year, the Eagles only scored 22 points against them. And that's the Super Bowl winning team. And that was when they picked off Jordan Love three times.
Yeah.
It's a hard defense to put up yardage and points against.
Well, and that's why you have to put everything in context. Just like last week, like, yes, it was a very good opening win, but it's the Giants offense, this and that, but you did what you should. But I do think it's where, okay, the passing game didn't have the rhythm last week, right? And then so you're facing a really good defense. It's where you're going to be in week 17, not now.
Yep.
And so like that matters. And I think that's what you asked with the players. That's how the players are going to approach it, for sure. So I know in the NFL, it's really hard for fans, for media. It's week one to week two. Everything just feels like it's Super Bowl 1 week and then, top five draft pick the next.
Yes. So the sky's not falling.
Exactly. Like, they have the Raiders. They beat them. If they can beat them, you're 2-1. You're okay.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. That's the optimistic side of it. But it wasn't good. They're old. They're slow. And they're injured now is basically what I take from that, right? From Thursday night. We'll hear some reaction from those observers. The quick reaction Friday around the NFL when we wrap up. Hour number one, Earl Forsey, countdown to kickoff on The Fan and the Team 980. We're about to wrap up hour number one, countdown to kickoff on The Fan, the Team 980, and the Odyssey app. Earl Forsey with you on Sunday. Still need a football team that can uphold the standards that we do every Sunday. Football seasons in the fall in the NFL. Was looking that way last year. Boy, this season. Two games into it, but it's 11% against one of the teams. If you are really a contender and want to take the next step after coming up short in the NFC title game a year ago, that's one of the teams you got to beat. They weren't close to beating that team on Thursday night. 27-18, a loss to the Green Bay Packers. Jaden Daniels was shut down. I mean, and who knows how much, if there is a knee injury, how much of a factor that was. We might not ever know, but that guy did not look like the guy we saw most of last season. And you need help. Football's a team sport. So you need the $32 million a year receiver to start making plays. You need some of these other, you need the offensive line to come together. That may take some time. We know that. It always does in the NFL. There's a lot of moving pieces there. You need not everyone in your secondary to be among your lowest rated players, according to PFF, because that was the case. I mean, It wasn't just Marshawn Lattimore. Everybody wants to, bang on him. It's against the Giants. The Giants just stink. And here's some reaction. A couple of comments. CBS Sports HQ, one of their NFL guys, Emery Hunt. This was right after the game, late Thursday night. On his concerns, what he saw after that game, what he's concerned now, after just 2 weeks, about the Commanders.
Washington doesn't have any explosiveness. They lack the explosiveness that they had last year. And a lot of that was Jaden Daniels being Jaden Daniels in critical moments, right? But when you look at individual talents around him, you're saying, okay, well, who are the threats? Who are the vertical threats? Who's going to scare you to get you up out of that shell coverage? They didn't have that tonight. And teams are going to say, well, wait a minute. If they don't have anyone that can threaten us deep down the field, man, we'll sit there in cover four and just drive on the football and make plays in the open field.
And that's part of the concern right now. Maybe they don't, other than five, have explosive players. Have they been figured out? Pro Bowl corner, Aqib Talib with Kay Adams on Up and Adams mentioned that in his comments Friday.
I honestly just feel like that duo was pretty new last year. Mm. So we've seen Cliff Kingsbury before, but we ain't seen him with Jaden. So when you get a new duo, they kind of mesh different. They tweaked the playbook a little bit, and, it was just a new duo. It was the hot thing last year. When you the hot thing, now you, every offseason, everybody want to make a game plan to stop you. So the Eagles kind of put that blueprint out there a little bit last year in the playoffs, 55-20, 23 or whatever it was. They held them down pretty good. So that blueprint is out there, man. I know they add Debo, they add a couple new nuances to the offense, but like that screen game that wasn't working yesterday was super successful last year. All them quick passes, it wasn't really successful yesterday because that's your MO. Like with the Broncos, that was our MO. We had a new defense. We like to play match. We do all this. We dominated 1 year, won the chip. The next year, the Falcons kind of put an MO out there on us. They put me and Chris on one side and they just play on this side, make our linebackers cover. Y'all want to play all this man, then we're going to put y'all dogs on this side, y'all cover guys on this side. We're going to make y'all linebackers and y'all safeties cover, and we're going to play one-sided football. So you get an MO, you know what I'm saying? Guys kind of get the blueprint how to beat you. And you know, the Commanders, they're going to have to fight that. They're going to have to switch some things up because guys going to kind of have that blueprint on the stuff that they did last year.
So that's one of the best who's done it lately, 5-time Pro Bowler, Aqib Talib, who's saying basically that maybe the offense has been figured out. Maybe a little early to start thinking that, but maybe not. I mean, you do. It's a game of constant adjustments, isn't it? And B. Mitch has talked about this. Doc Walker's talked about this, too, on the air, that was such a great coaching. Football's a game of adjustments. It's like chess. You know, you move your piece somewhere, and I got to counter that. And they always talk about it. In this town, there was no better coaching staff in football, and maybe still hasn't been, at making adjustments to counter what the other guys do than that staff, a Gibbs staff. But they would say he would game plan the adjustments. He would know what teams are going to do to counter what they were doing, and he would already have something planned for that. So that's kind of where they are. Have they been figured out? I mean, it's a big question. There are a lot of them after week two of the NFL season. Hour one is done. We'll head to the Hour of Power next. Earl Forsey, this is Countdown to Kickoff on The Fan and the Team 980.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.